the king. His mind, Shemuahu, Rodakas, Vitali, Abisil, Harei, Ikushiei. Now, who is the king? If they are moved, the power of the open.
So I think it says that the Mishneh calls with Rameyah. Rameyah is the one who says that Chometzlukshe comes with Mumbab Komach Mesmer Zechelo. So if Chometzlukshe comes with Mumbab Komach Mesmer Zechelo, so Tahuk is Chometz certainly, because Tahuk is Chometz is more homo than Chometzlukshe. אנחנו נאמר מי שקורא זה מתקבלה זה חברי עזר even though חברי עזר is mentioned that מי שני indication being that it can be is not חברי עזר because חברי עזר says in the Mishnah תחשיב זה לא שיר so the answer is this as this is going to tell one is חברי עזר and one is חברי עזר so אנחנו נאמר חברי עזר and I don't know what we're going אבל ריבוב ידלב, יהיה לברזע, החולים האחרונים לא אומרים מורה שקורס, אבל ריבוב ידלב כלום. הריבוב ידלב כלום. מושכנים אותו לברזע, אבל החולים לא אומרים, אבל תעבוד את ידלב. עם כל שכון, נוק של עיני, אין רב נחמן, ישחיל את הרבים. נתביר בכל מצטט, תעבוד את חומץ, זה לא חומר, אתם חומץ מושב. סולים את מה שסכנאי יעשה, the comment which she comes in with the love of Komach Metzes, so we see how a thing of logic, the Tahu is coming, certainly comes in with the love of Komach Metzes. Nachman says that the Mishnah calls the Rezer, who holds the Tahu is coming, is coming in with the love. And he holds the Tahu's look she behaves, is more humble than Tahu is coming. Now, before I say it, you should become confused. There are two types of construction. So one type of construction is when light shows in the bottom of the mirror or combined with the kind of body that contributed where the fermentation process has begun and was not complete. Let's say you let the door stay idle for a short time so that the fermentation process is done, and then if you don't let the fermentation process be completed, and you put it over, so then that pass will be homestruction. So that's one type of homestruction. Another type of homestruction is when you mix a dough flour, when you put flour, in water and let's say anchors, in a mixture of nucleus and mind. So then it falls from the station. It falls from the station. And let's say according to Rashi, if you mix the dough just in nucleus, not in nucleus and mind, it falls from the station, according to Rashi. Most of Shem Achim can say only when you mix it in the appearance and mind together. But just the appearance, so even if you have to stay idle for days, it doesn't become homestruction. But the relationship is, if you mix it just in the appearance, so the melee becomes homestruction. It becomes homestruction. Anyway, that's the other type of homestruction. Alright, so Peter says, you are like what I spoke to the market, so there's a whole company of all companies. I do the company sneak shit on the side of the ways. I was out there calling the way in. You don't have to come with the shit on the way in. You're all out here, you saw it. But I know how to sneak shit. You look at Hosom. You tell him that I'm a Hosom. You coach me how to sneak on the way in. He says that Achav Pesach, the Mutter Atul and Abiyude, the Los Abiyo Chomitz Achav Pesach, and the Chomitz Gobo, the Kidu Koyal, he says, Manu, Leiz Manu Achav Manu, або більш великі, але хардкор, а то не буде. Геройський день замахнутись, і тут не буде взагалі. Так люди говорять, де натомість сходить осе англійських цей. Тут ходить чим твоє, що оба голова Песах із осея. Із осава хара Песахова. То есть важно, как это. Уйдет, как чьи не сезно, ведь помните об усвоили, что оба рода Песах, когда усвоили зеленой воли, и он не усвоил на том, как у нас. Вот избирайся с нас. Но в контрагуле, не то сам избирайся, не то сам избирайся, не помните об усвоили, что оба рода Песах. Уйдет пас. Definitely don't ask like you do. You ask me like a sheep. You expect to come to the soil of John Lawrence. But then there is another machlokes between the Jew and the Christian. The Jew is always the king of Pesach, Erev Pesach, Lacha Hatzos, Chometz Yidos on the Eis. Chometz Yidos on the Eis. Special and the Kashim says that Erev Pesach he macha chatzos, so he is not the Kesef of the Azor. He is not the Kesef of the Azor. Now, how do we pass him? Do we pass him like a Bibi or do we pass him like a Kashim? In regard to the Machloket between the Bibi and the Kashim, insofar as Chometz Lacha Pesach is concerned, so we definitely pass him like a Kashim. Or do we shouldn't pass him like a Kashim? The highest thing we know is not also the Kashim. But how about the other Machlokes between the Bibi and the Kashim? Chometz Kidma Pesach, Erev Pesach, Lacha Chatzos, whether it's Chometz or Yisroel or Chometz or Akkad, it makes a difference. So the Bibi says it's the law, there is a few moments. If somebody needs bread, Erev Pesach, Lacha Chatzos is high moments, especially the Kashim says it's not the law. So the Rambam, in most Rishonim, passed like a book that Chometz Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzos is also the one. The Rambam passed like a book. I would guess what. The power that it's not also about passed like a book. But then the Shire reads, what does the Rishonim say in regard to somebody who needs Chometz bread, Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzos. So the Rambam says, the Baal Meir says that according to the Kashim, there is no use of the Rambam's life. And the Baal Meir says more that the Rambam says, according to the Kashim, somebody needs bread. If the Chatzos, he can't even use a self-righteous. If he needs bread Lacha Chatzos. But in the Rambam, of course, it's also. But you can right say, not only is not, is it really the Rambam himself?
Do it better.
But he's the kind of misapplied person. He needs it so he consumes it, he destroys it.
So that's
the Rambam, the Rambam says that people are pshinah, that if somebody needs Chometz, there is a machachachos, while the Rambam of pshinah, there is no love, but he's either the Miseresa of Pashkis. Because it's included in the Bible of the Chometz. And instead of being Majikis, he needs it. That's the antithesis of Hashkos. So maybe he's either the Miseresa. But anyway, the Rambam knows the Shem Kaskin like a Jew. The Rambam Kaskin's like a Jew. Kaskin's like a Jew. So maybe he says that according to the book that Chometz Lacha Pesach is also something that I say, so only Chometz Goro Lacha Pesach should be spoiled is also something that I say. But Chometz Mukshe Lacha Pesach, even if we say like the Mela, that Chometz Mukshe is the Lacha, only on Pesach itself, but not Lacha Pesach, and the same thing is true, not Erev Pesach. מכל יסיד מה, אין מלא, ויחס מה, הפיוק של השלחתו, אפילו לדיוד המלא. מה נראה? רבים הרמדו, it means what? ורבים הרמדו, Consult the guy to the man who was not in the knowledge. He feels like knowledge. That according to Rabune, the Chilukikis, Yam Yashacha of the 14 days, that's what he's talking about. Of course, the mascot is that both agree that it means night. The mitzvah of the Chilukikis in the night of the world. But when we use Russian Kiyo, we call it a light, a movement, and one says, calls it, spells out, he calls it night punch. But it's not a night of war, because what I remind of, I remind of marriage. Remind of a little, little marriage. So Rashi says, now, that's the guess in our remark. Rashi says, this guess is incorrect. Because how could we say, because all the title, man drama nande nande manesh, man drama lele lele manesh, that would imply that masculine is, that man drama lele is not lele manesh. So, man drama lele certainly means lele manesh. So the right guess is, because all the title, man drama nande nande manesh. And we're not doing this man drama lele lele manesh. Later, the one who says later certainly means later much. And what he says, oh, what's he asking? Hold us, because for later on, there are many knowledge, she has shaha, shaha, she is dollar, mando, mando, shore, does not. The father later, who mando, he says, we look at this whole thing, we can't begin as the way it appears nowadays. Because for later on, there are many. And we will not have this whole title on Shumando Nadi, we call you all the title, I mean, that Mando Malu Mami Shukendi is. But it's a Kabuche, because all the whole look, it's all the whole Shumando Nadi, we call you all the whole Maskoli. But a Kabuche, no Ketano Lelu Mami Shukendi, you all the whole Shabbat. So we can accept the gifts in our days, the colonies. So it means, Habikere, ואנושים שולחו, so the machness יום, the פשט לפוסק הבויקר means הבויקר מונצ'יזר, which הבויקר מונצ'יזר, the day in the shendom of בויקר, so ואנושים שולחו, I'm here in the moment, so why? Why does Rabbi say that Beikia is a euphemistic expression for Lilo? On the contrary, why does on the contrary, we see that Beikia is an expression for Beikia for Bey? So, our neighbors, or if you get it, we see Beikia, Beikia, how Beikia is. Shimandi Omar Tzafenoa, it's not a shame to us. Habeikia, which is a, then the men left, the brothers of Israel left. But Habeikia means when the Beikia, when the morning started to emanate light, to shed light. So it's not a shame to us. But it's not a shame to us for Beikia, because they are the captures in the Islamistic sense. Is a shendoro not for daylight, but for night. Kimandoma tzafenoa, okay, the Rabbi Yomara, the Rabbi Yomara will only continue to day, it's for the day. Let's hear Rashi. So, the Rabbi Yomara, 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 the Rabbi הבקרצי, היום ילך שידור, אלא הבקרצי ילך שישור, כמו לא מצאתם לו. blur. What is the next word? It's blur. What?
Kulufin.
Kulufin darke. Limot ha-kosu. There are herets. Ma-chilise. She-tira, she-hira, mizro. She-ra-dure. Avreya, she-shin-dobo, en-yawa. Bechtei, ha-yitze, there, to come this arrogance. It is going to be a hammer of rachas. And more how young tea. I don't know what's a hammer of the eight day. The old is tapering. Sure, you tomorrow we should finish the Gemara because it is the Gemara, because the important elements we discuss today, you know, the cases, you know, the Rashi, the video and so on. But the Gemara, we should be able, I'm not saying that we finish it, but we should believe there is a possibility that we may be able to cover the first two blocks up to the Dalad and Dalad, up to Rav Barach to the Kriyo Barach. Whether we cover it or not, I don't know.
About the
Rav. There is a possibility.
Not the Rashi.
Yeah. And then sometimes you're listening like who's standing in ambush, you know, and you don't want to be seen, and then they come out, they could be called Maziki. So Rashi says, the Haustalistika, the Rashi doesn't emphasize the invisible fact, you see. But Haste says, even if you break a king's mashma, the town had a mishmazik, the logical loss of me will say to each the vessel base. We call mishmazik in Kobazi, the king in the Hosom, King Shemita and the Shus in Mashma. We can say, after the Nihilay, all of the soil from Israel, she needs in the tape. The question is, when the Gemara says, Leilom, Yeitze Olam Likitei, the Kodesh Olam Likitei, the Yeitze Likitei, the reference to a person who is going on a journey into another city, or the reference to a person who wants to walk over in the city where he lives, from one place to the other, from one street to the other. So, here, the Gemara uses the expression, the coming Sodom of the day, the eating of the day. So, Knisse is mentioned first, and Tzitzia is mentioned second. Now, Inkites reference to a person who goes out of town, and keep out of town, so we understand. So then we understand this, why Knisse is mentioned first. He's mentioned first because he goes out of town. So first he enters another city and then he returns. So Knisse is mentioned first. But if it is reference to a person who walks in the city, so what takes place first? Not if it's in Yitzhak on the house. So you should say, Leilom Yeitze Yodom Yitzhak, be you come to Yitzhak on the day? So it says, Ufizeh Atidu Mirei Yodom Yitzhak, Yitzhak on the day. But if it's Mirei, so Yitzhak should be mentioned first, because he has to leave the house first and then come back. He heard the knock at Knesset to the law. If it's in the city, Hayyem Shum, the Uk, and the Mora, and the Minkata. And when he tap his veil, and he tap his veil. He tap his veil, and he tap his veil. He came to his bus. And then it is referenced to a person standing on a mountain. So first he has to go down, and then go up. Still, the Rosh means the Tapis Leila, the Tapis Leila. So here though, even though it's a reference to a person who is walking, wants to walk in the city, from one street, from his house to another house, so then the Knesset is, the Yitzhak is first, but the mention is Knesset first. You can do that. You know how weird it's going. You feel that my looking in a shmoshes, K.R.F.I. Zeh Nichnas, Zeh Yitzhak. The incoming day comes in and the outgoing day departs. But first, the outgoing day departs and then the incoming day comes in. So still mentions. Actually, there it's ambiguous, thought and logical in that way. So Zeh, he still says Zeh Nichnas, Zeh Yitzhak. Because what do you do? What don't wish a beauty, what was she cooking in quite years in the sense? So he learned out from the positive of his showboat, and then I think he learned out from the same two niche because of himself. ואין רבו, נסכת רבוי, הבן גרוי לצורך מרחץ, ואפו הלך לכל נפש המזיק. כי נחי יסי, דהבה, דודאו, So in other words, it's a very different subject, Shoshe, for invisible destroyers, Mavziki. Because there is a group of 11, so then they will find a way to how to go. When the person is alone, then when he's caught by surprise against the mean unseen destructive factor, so then it's a real. It's really very serious. Can I hear this in the hand in our? But how? So, why is it here a heres? Or say, to go out and trip while it's still dark, before there is daylight? It may have possible, because of the impediments, let's say, the barriers, the obstacles on the road, the floor. He's not familiar to be in the city. He knows every spot in the city, where there is a day or where there is an afternoon or nightshow or not. He called him Sensei. He should be salvation, say, Ada Boykera, is for the leader, whom he play a mazik. He play a mazik. I don't want to mention it, because it's a whole new dimension. So remember years ago, so the light was suspended in Chicago, so then it was dark, so there was so much looting and violence by the blacks on the south side and the west side. And people were killed. Why? Because this is very unfortunate now. I don't want to go to it because it's a constant process. To say any word of criticism against the black. You can't say a word of criticism. If a black person, you know, runs over, is an accident, you know, and then six children are killed, and Richard Daley had a chutzpah for a moment to charge them with negligence, he didn't say that. There is one of the richer case. So it was to be a tzakla, racism. And then he finally acquitted them. And I'm not saying maybe he was innocent, but it's very likely that he wasn't innocent. The fact that the violence is black does not give him, you know, immunity against charges. And speaking of, he was interviewed on television as CPAP, the greatest hero of all. Somebody kills a human being, shaving, so the more Maki says, in real is fall, in the chisel is for oscillator. Being shaving intentionally puts in the past and chatting with meat, and then, unknown to him, there is a certain person in the palace, and the French of the king power, and he will kill him, so he has to go in box. Why should he? You move from his father. Why? Because of Jimmy Oshkent. Even if he wasn't called the Vimeo. Because if she called the reason, so then there is no one. It's called Smoke Horror. But, so Jimmy Oshkent, six children were killed. And you interview him as if he had put a biggest deal. The same way as the hostages, you know, were interviewed. He was here, why is he here? Well, you know. So that's the problem. Because, unfortunately, he was not his friend. Martin Luther King was interested in civil rights. But leaders like Jesse Jackson are not interested in civil rights. They are interested in black power, not civil rights. Black power. So, and this is a comment when the person has been enslaved and humiliated for years. Let's say, like, the blacks in South Africa. Why is it so much violence? Because the corrupt South African government for years has humiliated the blacks. Now, they are not enough humiliated, they're sleep late. So in the course of years, I accumulated so much bitterness against the white. The white is so much violence. We are not trading. That's why the Torah says, on the present time, we actively seem to increase our faith because of this faith of faith. Why? Because Jews for 400 years have been discriminated, humiliated, enslaved by the Egyptians naturally. There was bitterness. Bitterness was accumulated, was built up in the hearts of the Jews. So even the Jews who had such, who had been given this leader, could not be trusted. Once the chains of slavery are taken off, so if they would go out at night when there's no light, so then open masiki, even the instinct in the person will start operating and waxing. They say it's a disaster. This is what is happening to every liberation when they are not ready enough to restrain themselves. That's what happens now in South Africa. This is what happens now in South Africa. And maybe, again, I mean, don't mention it. Maybe it's a good thing. I mean, maybe it's in Ashamayim. The latest news is that on the south side, there is so much friction between the Arabs and the blacks. Because the Arabs bought many stores and buy up the stores on the south side. And then you do terrible things to the Arabs. Jesse, poor Jesse Jackson, feels very bad. And he's trying to resolve the country. Why is it the same thing? We are involved in liberation, but on account of the fact that we were not exhorted by the leaders to exercise restraint against the whites, they have plenty of resentment against the whites. But there is no one who tells them, after the Satan Pesavis Hanadvaja, exercise restraint over your instincts. Don't try to be vindictive. Forget that the wrongs that the whites did to you. So the Masiki are taking, have the upper hand over them. So that's why he says, but the Kotel Satan is the Kulirai and the Pea Masiki. What is Masiki? The instincts in man. They are good Masiki. Especially when a slave becomes liberated, when he throws off the shackles of slavery, so then he is ready, you know, to make out vengeance. Because there is so much bitterness in his heart. This is what is happening in South Africa. And he should be inspired that the Jews in South Africa should leave right now. We know it very well, because Hasan Shalom, if there is a revolution, so no one is sure it is right. What do we have to do with the Jews? But that's the nature, that's human nature. The Jews were wealthy, they were poor, the Jews were not enslaved, they were enslaved, so maybe it's the whole world. That is the whole world. When we don't exercise any restraint, when strength is involved, then he has to exercise more and more restraint. Okay, sorry. This time. But it's not for publication this time. You can't say a word of criticism, even against Jesse Jackson, who is a violent anti-Semite. But I wouldn't dare say it for him. You can't say it. Can see it. One Orthodox rabbi in Washington, Abba Rabinovich, was killed by blacks because some blacks thought that he was the rabbi who spoke against Jesse. If he was, he didn't even speak against Jesse. There was another rabbi, a conservative rabbi, Abba Rabinovich, who spoke against Jesse. But this Orthodox rabbi, Abba Rabinovich, lived in the neighborhood. So they killed him. It's kind of situation here. Why? Because the people who are being liberated I'm not exercising this faith. When a illegal person, what happened in Rome, when the city was liberated, all kinds of orgies and violence took place. Those had fire. וכי יבואי כמזרח שמרה על מאי ידים עומרו So the Makshnes Yom the Pshat and the Posik is Ki which is Beikea So Eya is the Shem Dogo of Beikea of Mori Yizrach Shemesh So we see that Eya is used is used as a synonym for the Yah, as a Shem Dovah of the Yah. Mixing Eya Beikea, Ucheya Beikea, the other one, Ucheya Beikea, Eya Mazeh, Kinsrich HaShemesh Tzadik Olam, so that it has to say after all the time. From some Pshat, it's very simple, very simple. So, according to Hamtab Pshat, it means When is the light at its maximum in the daytime? At noontime, then when the sun is in the center of the sky above everybody's head, so then the sun is the strongest. I mean, and the light is at its maximum. So Kaya Brika Vilmaze can Zrich HaShemesh and Sadiqi Vilmaze. In other words, the light lay on above will be so much more than the light lay on azeh that the degree of light at sunrise will be equal to the degree of light lay on azeh at noon. Alright. That's Kamitamsha. But Rashi, he says, Pirush Kamitam Da'ina Tati Ayeh, and you have the tongue of Mishra. that the Rav Shom is with Kabbalikya, can there be a Tila Zir as a Shemesh, the Anna and the Zahamo as a Diki in the Osu Kabbalikya? How is Rashi explained? Rashi Pshat is involved in Eicha, in the Pshat in the Posi, in the Kenya, in the Rosh Hashanah. So, Uchei Abbalikya, Rashi Pshat, Rashi Pshat, Rashi Pshat, ואילו זה דיין בבריקה, כי מזרח שמש לסדיקים שיהיו תשומת ולוסו ולמבוא. So it's משמע that Elia is the Shem Dovo, the synonym of בריקה. Elia, which is בריקה, מזרח שמש, מיקסים אל בריקה, היי שם דבו, אני מאילו בריקה, לכן מזרח שמש. וכי הבריקה, ואילו זה שם דבו, אלו כמידו של בריקה מזרח שמש. כשמסכו הבריקיה לאוי הבריאום הזה הוא חישך להיות אלו בעורץ השחה נגע תסביר חזה שלס אפשר לחשוב כי איס אישור לצדיק עם הזמן so what the first thing is going to rush it that to the בריאום הזה now so don't there is very little light you can hardly see a dawn all right there speaks of light What is going on? Here on Mitzvah, there are streaks of light on Mitzvah. But you couldn't read the newspaper at dawn without turning on light. You could. But so there is just very little light at dawn. But very long ago, so the light will be so much more than very long ago. That at dawn, very long ago, so will be the same light. As sunrise, Beilom Hazeh. Kishmas Rabbeinu Beilom Hazeh, Kishavot Tom Zashara, Mizrash Mizrati, Kishol Tzadik Mosloji, Yiki Sheyarcham Beilom Hazeh, Kishol Tzadik Mosloji, Yiki Sheyarcham Beilom Hazeh, So, the Russian of the Norway, and the Pshat, the Pshat, the Pshat, the Pshat, the Pshat, is not smooth. because here it says, וחיי הבית שהפנים הזה, כי נזריך השמש לסביב המקום. So it should be a point of Ashtra. So the Gemara should say that in a breaker of Amra Shacha, the Yom, Havo is in Zvich HaShemesh Beyom HaZeh. All right, but Rashi needs it in that. What is it that actually has been?
Sometimes 23, but
then when it is 21, why is it called civil twilight? Because you can do anything, you can read the books, you can function by the light, that takes place during the civil twilight. So even though it's not at sunset, it's not dark, but the darkness has begun. So Manish, you need the shot in the post of the calling King Mayor Yemis, that the moment it started to shed light, so it's a rainbow, even though it's substantially dark, you couldn't read it. So the pshat in the higher half of the person, the Achei Shakolah, is the same. The moment it becomes, it begins to dark, it becomes dark, even though there is still considerable light, daylight. You can read the whole book. It's already light, but it's not so. Now what it means is that when it's light constantly, it is a hobby. Why is this a hobby determined? It is a hobby. If you know when it goes completely dark, in the completely dark. So in other words, why is this a hobby the moment it's completely dark? Because when it means it's a hobby, the stars come out, the stars are there all the time. In other words, they become visible. So in the daytime, you can see them. You can see that there are certain stars that you can see in the daytime too, very big stars. So you can see them in the daytime too. Kihobin, Kamirin Yeh, that's Kihobin Yeh, Kihobin Yeh. But Kihobin Tani, stars that are relatively of the smaller magnitude, so in the daytime you could see, then comes down. So then you see certain stars, but not all the stars. But then when it comes completely dark, so then you can see all the stars. But what I mean by saying all the stars, if no one sees all the stars, there are certain stars that no astronomer to all the telescopes has ever seen. But it means those stars that are seen at any time in the night can be seen. So it's like a whole thing is the moment when it's completely dark. So maybe you can see the stars of smallest magnitude. Doesn't mean a smallest magnitude. That all the stars in the universe are seen. I mean the stars of smallest magnitude that can be seen. I'll see my way. It is a call. So the 70 minutes. That was fancy. I knew it was a call. So by what we need is so much. If the shot in the call key may away is to make the moment it starts to check out. Even though it's substantially dark. So it's a beginning. So maybe the shot in the call by way also say the moment the darkness begins, even though there is no light in darkness, so it's a light. So that we should mean that light is constituted in the sunset, but it's not so. Light is constituted only as a hobby. That means when it's completely dark. What kind of that is a hobby? The honor and the water come. That substance that was the source of light in the first few days in Yisrael, from Sunday till Wednesday, that we should bring to later. I mean, no one knows exactly how it should light. And prior to the installation of the mayors. But it was done in a certain way. So call Kali Rahman Mayor Panchasidini, the Kali Rahman Shukhu Panyam Sasala. No one among us knows accepting it. Today, when you know that it becomes daylight when the sun rises, and it becomes dark when the sun sets, but in a few days, the fire of insulation and lyrics, so it was beyond. So there is some other source of light and some other reason as to why it was dark prior to the human being. So that's the Pshah in Lachish HaKol. The Tannam is just about it. Kol Rahman Yira Haibani Kol Rahman Yira Hashem. In Jewish, Kol Hashem Yira Yira. I will call him Yira Yira. Shebron Yira. Matan Yira. It is to do the students why was Abu Sayyid all the because this person is mentioned in connection with the Malishay before the first 100 years, before the installation of the stars and the sun and the moon. So the light of the sun was not the cause of the emanation of light, so there was some other cause. We don't know exactly. There will be a certain kind of an emanation of light. So that he calls in matter which, whatever it was, that's esoteric, but he calls it in matter which. Pandam is just in the world, the sham is made, the lachisha, tiba, the sham is the lion. Call up the she call up the Shayyogari upon it. Anyway, here we have this more very basic law that what constitutes Lilo is a problem. It is a problem. What kind of one that is, sorry, what kind of one that is a common in a people, she told me more that is a common law, which we must do is if we do it in here. Yeah, we say, Kaha, you תחזיב אנחנו ניסים לוחו מהו איזה שחר עציץ את חודם ואין יבואי לו מהו איו נשמו והיום ללוחו הוא לא שמענו לך תעציץ את חודם ללמו שלנו אומרת שניסים פרדיתי לו את הגיעו לגמור הסזר כמו הספוסקי that this common constitutes life. So this is the kashi. The kashi man holy and holy in place and not looking in combat with you there. We should teach God how to hold man should be so far from our being. So when the national shows the moment when the sun sets, even so it's already started here in the world. And when does it become other island when the darkness and the horizon disappears? When it's here to see God. Now the washing of the bright is calls Mamsha to Mizrahi. But the Mora says he doesn't do this, which really is my island. In other words, like when the sun enters the house, the sun enters the house. So let's say the window is here, so you would see the rays of the sun on the other wall. So it means matter. So when Christ says, cold magic, the use of the human, which really means as long as the western horizon, means or means the western horizon. So as long as the western horizon is red, you know it grows to sunset. You see west a redness on the western horizon. So it's not far away. But when it's here, when the redness completely disappears, not only the matter but the matter as well, so then it's paralyzed. What? How many minutes after sunset is it when the redness disappears? דינקי ממיום הרוסון שני חלקים Now, two-thirds, that's in my greatest Kabbalah, most of the Shem passed away Kabbalah. And for the Kabbalah, it said, Kabbalah says, three-fourths. Now, for the Kabbalah, it says, two-thirds. Why is this explanation in Kabbalah, it keeps it? Now, Kabbalah should be able to use it. By any way, between two-thirds and three-fourths, so there is a difference in 1/12. So there is a difference. So we can number one person, Shnei Chalkim Yod. Shnei Chalkim Yod. 2,000 Yod. Shehu Tifiyah Nirei. Shehu Tifiyah Nirei. Shehu Tifiyah Nirei. Shehu Tifiyah Nirei. So how can it be reconciled with our God in the other year? How long do they say that what constitutes Lyra? Say Sakihov. And here, Rabbi Judah says in Shabbos that as long as it's a Sikhapon and the redness faded away from the western horizon, so it's already Lyra. And that appears to be a good hour prior to the Zimekhar. Right now. So, what I'm speaking say now, how the township is that when we come out of my work, how the township is shabbat and sin for him. And we know all the shots is for him. In Yochai Samir, all the shots. How the township is that they are two spheres. Shkira Shemun is what we call Shkira sunset, when the sun visibly sets below the horizon. I say visibly sets below the horizon because it's only a visual thing. It's only a visual thing. So that is the first thing. But the quality of the time goes to change. So nothing happens how often as a result of the person. It's still in the quality of the time now. Yeah. Don't you ever mention it anybody? I'm calling it. Because it might be looked at according to our time. So after the first year, one is allowed to do wrong. One is allowed to do wrong. I had to teach you on earth the Chava Pasas that I'm about. For all the body, some of whom are very ignorant, I wouldn't learn that Siddush on earth where the Chava says in the Shabbos that after the sun sets, you're allowed to be blind. But that's the Shita of the Chava. I didn't say it because it didn't work so well. One of our boss, one very smart of our boss, might hear that and then decide to drive the car. The following 5 miles at the steer, it all said, it was going to be better. But according to Ramatan, so after the steer, the shaman is still in the not in the when is it in the Shemoshes? After steer, what is Shkir Shmiyot? When the sun enters the Ubiyot. Now what is the Ubiyot if you have the sun enter the Ubiyot? It's only a Ubiyot thing. It means, as the New Hasidim explained, because even after the sun sets, what do you mean the sun sets? The sun sets, the sun keeps on moving all the time. And it's not one moment. What it starts with. When visually the sun appears to go down in the lower horizon. That's how it appears to us. The lower horizon. The lower horizon. So then there is still ample daylight on the horizon. Why? Because the sun lower horizon sends out rays on the horizon. So there is a reflection of this, of the rays of the sun on the horizon. There, and that's the reason as to why the horizon is red. Why is the horizon red? Because of the reflection of the rays of the sun that are emitted, that is emitted. Now then, when the redness disappears, what does it mean? It means that the sun has already set a number of degrees below the horizon. So the shkir shmir is, and then the horizon becomes red. So according to the Talmud, why? That's called shkir shmir. When the sun is enters the uberoti, and the Chassidim explains it, that is, the shkir shmir is that moment when there is no daylight on the whole horizon except in the western horizon. So there is daylight. In the eastern horizon there is daylight. So there is nothing. And that would mean after the first year, then there is no daylight even in the western. So Shkir Shmir is expressive of the moment when the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon. And Tzitzak Chovim is expressive of the moment when the western horizon is also dark. That's why the redness in the world is because it's dark. As long as there is redness on the western horizon, there is a reflection of daylight on the western horizon. So, what is the important halachic shkir called on the Talmud? Not the first shkir that everybody calls once a week, but the second shkir. Now, you know, in astronomy, so the second shkir is called the end of nautical twilight. You know, there are three kinds of twilight. There is what is called civil twilight, and there is what is called astronomical twilight, and there is what is called nautical twilight. You know, it's important for the sailor. Nautical twilight, when the whole horizon is dark, and the western horizon still has daylight. That's the ending of the nautical twilight. That's the end of nautical twilight. So the end of nautical twilight, that's the shkir shmir. That's what the Minchas Kiddush said. And so then is the shkir shmir, and then the nashmoshet begins. Now, so according to this discussion, Pinkel Mandona also shmir chal gemur, shehudu tiyamir, So in other words, because Tzitzak Chovim is Dalek Mir, that's the 17 minutes of the Shkir. And when does the redness disappear? About 58 minutes after Shkir. That's the beginning of the... And then, I mean, not the redness disappears. When does it become red? Called Tantan. When is the horizon red? In other words, the western horizon red, that means there is daylight on the western horizon, but the rest of the horizon is dark 58 minutes after Shkir, so then 59 minutes after Shkir, so then the whole horizon is dark except the western horizon. So Judah says the year that he becomes light. That it becomes light. So, the command of Mahosom, Shnechal Kimir, Shehudu Tiamir, Shehudu Tiamir, Shehudu. Now, the question is, we are assuming that this is a cause of the function, a cause of the time. So, when is a Tirsit Bono? It's not Tirsit Bono. So much Tishkahama. Cold months of Tunisia have been. So when is Tishkahama when you come to Nashmoshes? Not after sunset. But it means Shkirshir. That's about 58 minutes after Shkirshir. And when it starts to come out, directly. So the last 2/3 meal or 3/4 meal is in Nashmoshes. So how does this say? Shall we be a mere show of the world? This is a part of the world. It's only a question of 40 minutes, 50 minutes, both, maybe 30 minutes. I mean, it all depends how much meal is. If we say that the meal is 22.5 minutes, so 2/3 of 22.5 would be how much? How much is 2/3 of 22.5? Probably is about 46 minutes. If we say that the meal is 80 minutes, so how much would 2/3 of 80 minutes be? About 30 minutes. So at most, 60 minutes. At most. So how do we say, shall we be a mere show of the world? This is discussion. Why should we do it? We should say it. Rabbi Shor, Nachon Leo, Nachon. So the Mashal says, the Chon Leo not Dachi, doesn't mean Chon Leo. It means a substantial, but it means Rabbi Shor, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, at most 60 minutes, most 60 minutes. Now, that's at most. Even if we say, like the Klosh HaMishni itself, that the meal is 24 minutes, so how much would be 2/3 of 24? 60? So that's the very maximum. 60 minutes. How is 60 minutes is shown here? How is 60 minutes is shown here? So the Mashal says, what that is shown. It means this expression. The Marshal says, this is in the Kashi, assumes that when Rabbi says Mishitishka Hamel and Kumishki and Shayla, so then, he says, calls man Shekhi Mizrach Adin, so then it's Minashmoshes. And once the carbon of the darkness disappears, so then it's already light up. And in the Kashi, this is assumed not like Haranita, not like Shish Sagor, that it becomes Minashmoshes immediately at the Shkir Shem. And then it continues for 2/3 of the year. Let's say, 2/3 of the year maximum, 6 minutes. 60 minutes. And then it becomes, and then it sees a cognitive dialogue, 72 minutes. So we have 72, and especially if we don't say that it means 24 minutes, because that's only according to Shita that the mirror is the mirror is 24 minutes, that's only Shita's Rambam Yosha Mishne. The Rambam Yosha Mishne often says that the mirror is 80 minutes. If we say that the mirror is 80 minutes, so how much would be 2/3 of 18? About 30 minutes. So we subtract from 72 to 13, so you have a 59, especially if we say that the moon is 22.5 minutes, so that would mean it's 90 minutes. Then 2/3 of the year would be how much? 50 minutes. So we subtract from 9 minutes, 15 minutes, so 75 minutes. So it certainly shall be off. So certainly shall be off. This is how you not show. So it's a cash. Here, the Lord says, the trial becomes, it is a cop. And more so, and that the case says, the place is a coming, thou willing that the first year, and there the Buddha says that it becomes by the rumble, then it's a secret off. And that's 2/3 of the meal subsequent to the first year. So that means about 50 minutes of the first year. And according to the modern suffering, that is according to government, like let's say 9 minutes or 7 minutes, and then the so between the Chesifu Pono and Tzitzakhovim, there is a short day or there is an interval of a good hour. Maybe 75 minutes, maybe 59 minutes, or whatever. So it's a short day off. It's a short day off. There's a cafe. And according to Mashal, short day off means 15 minutes. A substantial interval. So in Tennessee, they won't kill it. To come a house on the road to home and do it and live the day, to waste the home and time and live the wild world, I will bend it. So in other words, that's why there is a circle. So according to the Marshal and the Marshal, the Mashal always says that in the Kasha cases is human, that the Binachomit in the morning Shabbos, the Binashmoshes begins in the first year. But in Karet cases and weeks, Milachit is from the front, the Binashmoshes begins at the second year. The second year. So, but the question is, so why is it so big like that? Well, it is a holy. It's only downward moving after the first year, not 3 1/3 meal after the first year. So because it's a common means 3 kilometers. So the question is, what kind of common? What kind of common? Because medium magnitude, so who knows what? Medium magnitude is years ago, 50 years ago. So the Rabboni in New York decided to inquire from the San Antonio observatories in Washington, D.C. how many minutes after sunset? So the 3 stars of medium magnitude. So the answer given by that astronomer, the San Antonio observatories, was that In the summertime, 45 minutes after sunset, and in winter time, 4 minutes after sunset. And because of that, the Bada Rabboni in those days decided in the calendar, that in summertime, so between Shabbos, you can do Moche, 65 minutes after candlelighting, because you light candles 5 a.m. and need 20 minutes of Shkia. So I remember it's 45 minutes after Shkia, so 65 minutes after candlelighting time. And in the winter time, an hour after candlelighting. I don't understand. The astronomer in the Sankhya observatories knows exactly what the common being is. He gave an answer according to what he considers as the star of medium magnitude. Whatever is not to coincide with the common being of the world. So Jesus is saying, that's why the thing that constitutes Lilo is human common being. But the question is, what kind of common being? There are all kinds of beliefs of Chokhmah, all kinds of beliefs of Chokhmah. So, when it is 58 minutes after the year, pushing up, coming on the down. So then there is a possibility that the hour will do something. But not until it's the 72 minutes of the Hekashkia, 9 minutes of Hekashkia, not that it's following the Hekashkia of Yuri. So then definitely they are unit coming. They are unit coming. And then I think the whole approach that was taken by Rabbani in the Baal Rabbani to acquire from the Sanamic observances in Washington, D.C. is ridiculous. Assuming that the experiments in the astronomical observatories in Washington, D.C. know exactly what Chazal means by incognito. But the vision of people today is not the same as the vision in 12, it's not a movie. So how can we learn? I think it's a ridiculous approach. But people don't know, it's a received patient. That's how it happens. So that's the chapter basis. According to the Mashal and according to the Mashal. Now, it's the same thing, the same shot. The only difference is that according to the Marshal, when Tisca says, she'll tell if you are sure the day of the princess at home, so Tisca doesn't mean short day of language, 60 minutes. But it means a substantial period, how much? 50 minutes. The Marshal says that's strange, that Tisca should call 50 minutes short day. So this says, the Mashal says, this is in the Kashe, assumed even if we, let's say, even if we will not assume what happened. No, because the game before agreed with the Shisagot, agreed with the Shisagot, and that when Gemara says, Mishetishka Hamel Gmishki Rishayla, when the sun sets, not when the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon, when the sun enters the river of Kiev. So that was the Shkis Agirin before the time change. The Shkis Agirin was like the Shkis Agor. So the Mashal says that taste is in the Kashi, so we say, he can know what some things are to do. She will. Assuming not like Palata. The Pioneer is sure they will be in the home. They, so it's difficult. So it is very simple. They may be in the home. You want to also make a home you and your day, apparently, why are you doing? And Tisha Hamadon, who is here, the shame. But it means here, she will. So why is there something? Because we don't know exactly what kind of magnitude Kapan Benjamin has. So this is should say the parents according to the parents, they make Jesus at home. I'm also going to have the name and living the name. The way to have the tongue and living the Bible. And the income short payments. Hakara shot, why doesn't he say it? If the kashi is smooth like dating, and so, and in the it's not, so we should say it, doesn't mention. So it's much smoother if we see like Mashal, but not. If we see like Mashal, so it's a good deal. Now look at the version of the Mashal and Mashal.
Because
she could do something with Yahweh is top good color because Yahweh is Yahweh 2000 Am. Elephant took good Am. The question is much more much more. In the show, Shalakha was down there. So Yahweh is in the Mahara, she show prophecy of Am. That was she show with her friend. Prophecy of Am, 1 3 is 2 minutes. So how much is the year 8 minutes? So what kind of 2 thirds of a year? So it would be about 30 minutes. And a show of day or the lima is gone. Then the mashup. What the mashup say? Why not have no worship? How you wish to see? Because source to come with a new show of day or any show. Why not have no son mashup? The love show of day or mashup. That was my brother. They gave the hapsh, yasha. The hapwa kushi. This is the kashi kamta, we shall do a manushi. If you are near it, this manushi is a kama, the first yasha. If you are near it. But then the terrets, he's like having power, so you should say it. So you can just cause a massive death. It's very strange. So the mashal is just better. Tell the mashal. I think there is no possibility. I mean, I will mention it for the fact that Maram Rashke, our first Dechi, Maram Rashke, one of the Dechis, and he is Chilich on Rabbi Tamshi. He said, Tamshi believes that the Ephesh Yerushalayim is still being gone away. You go away, when it becomes the Nashmoshes, only 3 years, 1 4 years, or 3 years, 1 3 years, depending on whether the Nashmoshes is the third or the fourth. So, only 3 years, 1 4 years, subsequent to the Shema, he says, when you know in Shabbos, he says, no more. But he doesn't say what the God says. The Gemara says, when the modern Shabbos says, that we should teach the Achamor, these in Ashmoshes, these Shkir Shaykh, so it's already in Ashmoshes. And then, 3 fourths of the year later, it's already Lyle Gomor, Lyle Bada. So why do you know the Tzachim say that this Achamor is Galadun subsequent to Shkir? They say the modern Tzachim, it says this Achamor, he says the Shkir Shaykh. I don't put a preference to do the Chabim. Do what the Chabim Beinu means. Do what the Chabim Beinu means. That is, that explains 3 fourths of the year subsequent. But Tom Chabim Beinu, but Tom Tami don't do it. But then, as it becomes darker and darker, so smaller stars are visible. So when all the stars appear, that's our goal. So it's a scenario, a phenomenon that we know in Tzachim. He said, it's not mentioned Yahweh, because the only Gindi, Yitzias Gindi, Tichon Gindi, has Allahic significance. But Yitzias Kolat Tichon, that doesn't bring it into life. Make life. That's what the God says, and there's the Shitas. Again, now, there's another question. Why Monisha? Why when it comes after Yitzias, Kim Chom Beinim, long before all the Chom Tam come out? So why do you think Tori Tzachim mentioned his interest? Like the more wants to teach us his family, so the more could tell us other phenomena also. Why also? So, the Shibira Lekit says, in the country Shibira Lekit agrees in the Shiva game. That becomes the Nashmash is a Shikira Rishon. So it says, and then it becomes Lilo, 3 fourths in the real layer. what he says, there is a mitzvah to be moisit l'chayra v'kidesh. So he says that one can be moisit l'chayra v'kidesh until Daud Mili subsequent to Shkiyosh. Daud Mili subsequent to Shkiyosh. Now, in other words, that's why the Gemara mentions Yitzias Korachal. And the Gemara wants to tell us there's a number of phenomena and so on, but there is a number of phenomena. Why would the Gemara tell us that? No, he tells halachic significance. He doesn't tell halachic significance in respect to the termination of life. Death is determined, life is determined, with the Yitzias given the Chavon Beinu. But there is still a mitzvah of Nisim Chel HaKedesh as long as there is some daylight in the horizon. But when it becomes completely dark, how do we know that it's completely dark? That even the smallest Jehovah can be seen already. So maybe then we can do Nisim Chel HaKedesh. Why? Nisim Chel HaKedesh until next morning? Until when? Until Daudi. And it is interesting. Before my family went to America, my father had been already here for a year in America. So my mother was having a birthday. The younger children visited the relatives. So my mother had a sister in Germany. So I went along. So we were in Germany, so we visited the Golden Shul. At that time it existed. Now it doesn't exist. And they kept up in union until the Holocaust. So they kept up in union in a golden shoe. We are all in the only law to them. You see, you hear in the Shalai, we follow up, and you're like, all right, the second thing we follow up in the other. The second thing we don't follow up in the other. So I mean, but there, they managed to follow up. The new Nori Agor, the way the Gorer's name in his life. So there was in the shul, and the governor of the shul told me that he is a Knesset Gorer, so he practiced his duty. Now the Gorer was Chilkashev's name. So he certainly didn't expect him